from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Great crowds were traveling with Jesus, and he turned and addressed them. If anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. Which of you, wishing to construct a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if there is enough for the completion? Otherwise, after laying the foundation and finding himself unable to finish the work, the onlookers should laugh at him and say, "This one began to build, but did not have the resources to finish." Or what king, marching into battle, would not first sit down and decide whether, with 10,000 troops, he can successfully oppose another king advancing upon him with 20,000 troops? But if not, while he is still far away, he will send a delegation to ask for peace terms. In the same way, every one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. The Gospel of the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord, I will do your will and your ways. That song by Shirley Caesar captures the two readings we have today of following the way of Christ and doing his will of loving one another. St. Paul begins by talking about the law of Moses, of the law telling us that we should live according to the commandments, that we should not commit adultery, should not steal, should not look down upon others, should not betray people, but should not covet. But he says all that is wrapped up in one phrase of love God with your whole mind and heart and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the Lord tells us that whoever does not take up his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple. He put it into the negative at first. Who does not take up your cross and does not follow me and will not be my disciple. And we hear about the incident that happened in 1996 in Algiers, where seven Trappist monks were at gunpoint, marched out of their monastery up into the mountains, and at gunpoint were shot and executed. The prior of that community was Christian de Chervet, a man who was a soldier in the French army fighting in Algiers, when he was ambushed and a Muslim friend of his covered him up and protected him and saved his life. After being discharged from the army, he experienced a conversion, and then he was led to become a Trappist monk, not in France, but back in Algiers, and wanting to live amongst the people and being able to let them see that they were called by God and they were loving one another as God calls us to love. And he went back, living there amongst the people, providing space for the Christians and the Muslims to pray together. And many of the neighbors recognized them as faithful, trustworthy people. But there are a few fundamentalists who looked upon them as alien infidels. And so the rebels stormed into the monastery, took all of the monks up into the mountains and shot them. And it was Christian de that wrote a note before all that happened saying, "If by chance, my friends, that we all appear in heaven to our one God, let us greet one another in love." It was Pope Francis who declared that these seven Trappist monks were martyrs. and he opened the way for their beatification. If you take up your cross and follow me, you can be my disciple. Yes, Lord, yes, I will be your disciple.